This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne, because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What is workplace tension management? A complete overview. Understanding tension at work is the first step to diffusing it. In short, workplace tension management is not about keeping the peace at all costs. It is about catching friction early, naming it clearly, and addressing it before it corrodes trust and output. Tension is a signal, not a problem to suppress. The skill lies in early recognition and direct, respectful action. Left unaddressed, friction between two people becomes a team-wide problem. Definition: tension management in the workplace is the ongoing practice of identifying interpersonal friction, communicating about it directly and respectfully, and resolving it before it disrupts collaboration, erodes trust, or causes lasting damage to professional relationships. It starts quietly. Two colleagues stop responding to each other's messages with the same speed. A meeting ends without resolution because nobody names the discomfort sitting at the table. A manager notices the team has gone oddly formal, polite in a way that feels more like armor than courtesy. These are the early signs of workplace tension, and what happens next determines everything. Workplace tension management is the practice of catching those signals, reading them for what they are, and acting on them before the friction calcifies into something far harder to shift. It is one of the most underused skills in professional life, not because people lack the desire to get it right, but because most of us were never taught what it actually involves. What tension management actually means on the ground. A dictionary would tell you tension management means reducing interpersonal stress in a workplace setting. That is not wrong, but it tells you nothing useful. Here is what it actually means in practice. Two team members, Sarah and Marcus, have had a disagreement about a project decision. Neither raised it directly. 3 weeks later, they route their communication through a third colleague, copy their manager on every email, and speak in meetings with a precision that is just a little too careful. The tension between them is not hidden. Everyone in the team can feel it, even those who do not know the source. Tension management is the set of skills and decisions that interrupt that pattern before it reaches week three. It is the courage to say, early, I think something is unresolved between us, and I would like to clear it. It is the method a manager uses to create the conditions where that conversation can happen safely. It is a system by which friction gets named rather than avoided, and addressed rather than accumulated. It is not conflict resolution, though the two are related. Conflict resolution addresses a dispute that has already formed. Tension management is earlier. It works on the friction while it is still small, before it needs a formal process or a third-party mediator. Where tension lies before it becomes a problem. Most workplace tension does not announce itself. It moves under the surface for weeks before it becomes visible, and by then, it has often spread. There is positional tension, the kind that comes from competing priorities or unclear ownership of work. There is relational tension, the kind that builds between two people after a miscommunication or a perceived slight. There is structural tension, which emerges from power imbalances, undefined roles, or chronic overload. Each type shows up differently, but each responds to the same core discipline: name it, address it, and do it sooner rather than later. When you learn to recognize tension early, you can intervene when the conversation is still manageable. Knowing how to start a difficult conversation is not a peripheral skill here. It is often the whole job. What changes when tension is well managed? I've sat in teams that handled friction well and teams that did not. The difference is not subtle. It shows up in how people speak to each other, how decisions get made, and whether people bring their real thinking to the table or hold it back. When tension management is working, you see people raise concerns early, before they become grievances. You see disagreements that stay professional and specific, focused on the work rather than the person. You see meetings where discomfort gets named by someone in the room before it silently derails the agenda. Learning how to deal with dominant voices in a discussion is one small but powerful part of this: managing the dynamics in the room before they produce resentment outside it. When tension management is absent, the opposite takes hold. People stop raising issues because they have learned it goes nowhere. Collaboration becomes transactional. Feedback disappears because nobody trusts how it will land. The team gets quieter, more careful, and significantly less effective. The real cost is not a dramatic blow-up. It is the slow, quiet thinning of trust and output over months, often mistaken for low morale or team fatigue. Effective feedback depends entirely on a baseline of trust, and that baseline is protected or destroyed by how well tension is managed day to day. Three things people get wrong about managing tension. After decades of working alongside teams and watching the same errors repeat, I can tell you the mistakes here are remarkably consistent. The mistake: waiting for tension to resolve itself. Why it happens: avoidance feels like wisdom. Nobody wants to make things worse, so they wait. What to do instead? The longer you wait, the more entrenched the friction becomes. Address it in the same week you notice it. A brief, honest conversation early costs far less than an intervention months later. The mistake: treating tension as purely emotional, something to be soothed rather than solved. Why it happens: many managers are trained to manage feelings, not to address the underlying professional disagreement. What to do instead? Acknowledge what is felt, then move to what happened. Real tension management requires you to name the specific situation, not just create a warm atmosphere and hope that does the job. The mistake: confusing silence with resolution. Why it happens: when people stop visibly arguing, it can look like the issue is gone. What to do instead? Silence after a difficult moment often means people have retreated, not resolved. Follow up. Ask directly whether the matter feels settled for both people. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Tension management in three real situations. Let me give you three snapshots of what this actually looks like. In a team meeting, a decision is made quickly, and one team member goes quiet for the rest of the call. A tension-aware leader notices it and, before ending the session, says, "I noticed you went quiet after we landed on that decision. I want to make sure we have heard you thinking fully." That one sentence can prevent 2 weeks of quiet disengagement. For virtual meeting settings, where silence is harder to read and easier to miss, this kind of active attention matters even more. Between two colleagues, a misread email creates a cool atmosphere between two people who normally work well together. A week passes, a month passes. Neither raises it because neither wants to be the one to make it a thing. Tension management here looks like one person saying, privately and directly, "I think something shifted between us after that email exchange. I may have read it wrong or you may have read mine wrong. Can we clear the air?" That is it. That is the whole practice in a single courageous moment, in a feedback conversation. A manager delivers critical feedback in a group setting, and the recipient shuts down. The manager moves on. The recipient spends 3 days convinced they are being pushed out. Managing this tension requires the manager to follow up one-to-one, acknowledge that the timing could have been better, and reopen the conversation with care. Knowing how to deliver negative feedback positively protects the relationship before tension can form around it. Each of these scenarios has one thing in common: someone chose to act on the signal rather than ignore it. That choice, made consistently, is tension management. How to make this a practice, not a one-off. This much I know for certain: tension management is not a skill you apply once and then shelf. It is a discipline you build, slowly, through repeated application. Start with your own awareness. Notice the moments when you feel friction, but choose to stay quiet. Ask yourself what the cost of that silence will be in 4 weeks. Then prepare for the conversation: what you will say, how you will open it, and what outcome you're genuinely seeking. Running meetings in a way that does not waste time and building team environments where tension surfaces early are connected practices. A team that communicates well in structure communicates well in difficulty. You do not need to be a therapist or a conflict specialist to apply tension management well. You need clarity, courage, and the willingness to have the conversation you have been putting off. Those are things you can develop starting this week. Every team carries some degree of friction. That is not a failure. It is a sign that people are engaged, that they care about the work, and that they have real stakes in the outcome. What separates strong teams from struggling ones is not the absence of tension, but how consistently and honestly it gets managed. Apply that discipline to your own work, and you will feel the difference inside a month. Frequently asked questions. What is tension management in the workplace? Tension management is the practice of recognizing interpersonal friction early and addressing it through direct, respectful communication before it escalates. It is not about eliminating disagreement, but about handling it in a way that keeps people working together productively. What does tension management look like in practice? It looks like a manager who names discomfort in a meeting before it derails the agenda, or two colleagues who address a miscommunication the same week it happens rather than letting it fester. It is consistently calm, specific, and direct. How do you start tension management at work? Start by identifying the friction honestly. Name what you have noticed without blame. Then create a private space to address it directly, using clear language that focuses on behavior and impact rather than personality or character. Is tension management the same as conflict resolution? They are related, but different. Conflict resolution addresses a dispute that has already formed. Tension management is earlier intervention, catching friction while it is still manageable and addressing it before it becomes a full conflict requiring formal resolution. Why does ignoring workplace tension make things worse? Unaddressed tension does not disappear. It accumulates. People begin working around each other, collaboration thins, and trust erodes quietly. By the time a manager notices the damage, the relationship is often far harder to repair than it would have been weeks earlier. What are the most common mistakes in tension management? The three most common mistakes are waiting too long to address friction, treating it as purely emotional rather than professional, and confusing silence with resolution. Each of these allows tension to deepen and spread to the wider team before anyone acts. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.